Hare Krishna, dear devotees, I welcome you all for joining Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call for today's mid-morning session. Today we are very fortunate to have association of Her Grace, Vanita Gandharvika Mataji. Mataji will be enlightening us on Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adikanda 2.73 onwards. Hare Krishna, Vanita Gandharvika Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for giving your beautiful and valuable association this morning. We are all waiting eagerly to hear from you, Mataji. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Guru and Gauranga ki jai. Please take over the class, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Shivani Mataji. Thank you so much for a beautiful welcome for everyone. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for joining. I would like to thank Kitida Mataji, Priti Vilasni Mataji and Induleka Karuna Mataji for giving me this opportunity. And thank you everyone for joining today's class. Please bless me so that I can speak something which is Krishna conscious. I don't speak anything which is not related to Krishna and which can help me and which can help all of us. Please bless me. Hare Krishna. So I would like to do the prayers. Om Atmyanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmlitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Jaipataka Swaminiti Namine Nama Acharya Padaya Nitai Kripa Pradayine Gaurakata Dhamma Dayanagara Grama Tarine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shrivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, I would like to sing a song first. Gaur Purnima is coming, so I wanted to sing some small bhajan. Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharira hari hari bolite nayane babi nira parakabinitai chandar karuna haibe samsara basana mora kabhi tu chahabe vishaya chara chare kabhi sudhabe mana kabe ham hari bo shri brindavana rupa ragunata pade holbe akuti kabe ham buja bhoisa se jugala priti rupa ragunata pade raho morasa pratana karo ye sada narottama dasa. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. So today we are seeing from Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 2, 74, text from text 74 to 84, 10 verses. So first text 74 is Ke mane ye jiva sabha pai be udara vishaya su te sabha mojile samsara. Translation to this verse. They thought, how will these people be delivered? The whole world is simply absorbed in material enjoyment. Purport, how will these people facing danger be eternally benefited? The heart of those devotees were filled with compassion. They understood the living entities who were ours to the Lord were simply absorbed in the sensual happiness. In other words, people consider material sense gratification as their immediate self-interest and source of enjoyment. They thus completely forgot pure devotional service. So here we can see in this translation that it is talking about that the whole world was simply absorbed in material enjoyment. So why is this? Because they have forgotten real constitutional position. They are thinking that I am this body. They don't know that they are spirit souls. And they have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Lord. How can we understand this? There is an example, just like a very first-class dramatic director. He instructs a player in such a way that sometimes he himself will forget. The player who is acting will forget who is he. And he enacts in such a way that everybody believes that this person is the same person or it's a character. They will definitely involve into that. So the more the player is involving in the character, the more he acts, right? So what the director will do, the director makes sure that the player is forgetting himself and enacting the drama. So in the same way, we wanted to enjoy in this material world, right? So that is why we came into this material world. So if I remember that I was with Krishna and I'm not the owner, Krishna is the owner, then I cannot enjoy, right? So that is why we are in this forgetful situation. That is because of the super soul. He is giving us full free will that either you want to choose Krishna or you want to choose material enjoyment. That's up to us. But Krishna is saying that if you want to enjoy, okay, I will give you everything to enjoy. You happily enjoy. He's also saying one more thing. If you enjoy like this, you will never be happy. For sure, you're not going to be happy. And you'll be entangled more and more into this material world. And we may suffer a lot. So when we are not able to practice Krishna consciousness, what happens? When I am dying, I don't know who is Krishna, right? I'm not going to remember Krishna. Then what is happening? Next life, I may not be like a human so that I can practice my Krishna consciousness. So in the place, in Navadvip, all people were full of sense gratification, right? Purport is saying that. So because of that, they are forgetting Krishna. So, but there is another important thing in the purport. It is described that the devotees of the Lord, when they saw, the devotees of the Lord saw that the people in general were fully absorbed in material enjoyment, then what did they do? Devotees of the Lord are very concerned about the people in general. They want to enlighten them. They are so merciful. They know that without Krishna consciousness, human life is completely spoiled. What they will do, the devotee of the Lord, they are traveling everywhere, right? Devotee of the Lord is traveling everywhere and is going to door to door, preaching. What is their preaching? They are telling to everyone that please be Krishna consciousness. Be a devotee of Lord Krishna. Don't spoil your life. This human, if you are spoiling your life, even if you are in the human form, you are like an animal. There is no difference between us and animal if you are not practicing Krishna consciousness. So they are also not satisfied for their own liberation. Devotees wanted others also to get that love. If I am experiencing Krishna's love, I'm not satisfied with myself. I wanted to give it to everyone. That is a devotee quality. They are merciful. They are merciful to fallen souls. The qualification of a pure devotee is Karunaki. Okay. So here it is also said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Vasudeva Datta, who was a great devotee, right? He was One time, there was a discussion between Vasudeva Datta and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What was the discussion? Vasudeva Datta was very pure devotee and he was so compassionate. And he was asking to Lord that I don't want any soul to get karma. Like we see that, right? Spiritual master takes our karma. So he was saying like, great souls take their followers' karma. So in the same way, I want to take the sin of everyone. Vasudeva Datta is saying like this, that I want to take sin of everyone and I want to give them love of Krishna. I want let them taste Krishna Prema. Let them chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So Lord Chaitanya, hearing this words of Vasudeva Datta, what he felt was, how can a Lord make his pure devotee suffer, right? So he said that, hey, you don't have to take sufferings of everyone. I will deliver everyone. So I will not let anyone to suffer. I will not let you take anybody's suffering. I want to make everyone liberate because I don't want you to suffer on behalf of them. So this is a great devotee. So as this purport is saying that how the material world people are full of in sense gratification, what is the mood of a devotee? What was a devotee's thing, devotee thought at that moment? So this particular verse explains the details about devotee and non-devotee. So we have seen some examples to understand the verse. So moving on to the next verse, text 75.
बोली लो के नाही ले कृष्ण नाम निरवधि विद्याकुल करेना वाक्यान.
People will not chant the name of Krishna even if they are instructed. Rather, they constantly glorify their education and good birth. So purport of this verse is, when one is a pure devotee, when one of the pure devotees chant the holy the names of Krishna, the non-devotees would disregard the devotional process of the pure devotee or Paramahamsa, Vaishnava, by proclaiming their own noble birth, mundane knowledge. So here we see that how even a devotee is going and preaching to a non-devotee person, they're not able to take it. They think that their material qualification is only the highest. So here in this verse, it is also quoted of Narottama Das's song. I would like to sing that song because it is quoted here.
Nitai pada tamala koti chandra sushitala jichai jaga jure eno nitai vinabai Radha Krishna pat. Paite nahi drudha kar drudha karo daro nitai pai se sambandha nahi jara prita janma gilotara se pashu bora durachar nitai na boliye muke मोजिले संसार सुखे विद्या कुले की कोरी बेतार अहंकार मत्ता होए नीताल पद पसरिय असत्य रसत्य कोरे मान नीताय करुणा वे Braje Radha Krishna Pabe Daro Nitai Charana Duke Nitayera Charana Satya Tarahara Seva Panitai Nitai Pada Sada Kurasa Narottama Bora Duki Nitai mora kora suki rako ranga charanera pasa.
So
hear in this song, Narottamadasa is explaining that if one is not taking the names of Lord Nityananda, their so-called material education or any status, so-called material status they are having, nothing is going to help them. They are like animals. I was thinking, I was hearing to my Guru Maharaj lecture. So Guru Maharaj was giving an example of the High Court judge who was in very good position. Suddenly he had happened to hang himself and he died. So why this is happening is it helped his education? No, he was fully educated, but still nobody could help him, or he himself could not get out of that problem that which he's having. So that's why he had to leave his body. So why is this happening? Because there is no Krishna in their life. When we have Krishna in our life and when we are able to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, we can digest something. If it is bad happening to me, I can take it because I've learned from the beginning of my Krishna conscious that this material world is not a place of happiness. Either you practice Krishna consciousness, no. If you are not practicing Krishna consciousness, it's going to be same. It's not that if I am a devotee, I'm not going to get a problem. No, I am going to get a problem. But I have that understanding. Oh, okay, this problem came to me. I know that I cannot do anything. So I will just surrender to Krishna. So that helps me to get out of that situation where I'm put in. So because of that, I will be happy even in my distress situation. So here it is also said that if a person is not taking the name of Nityananda, is like as equal to an animal, right? So last class, Kitida Mataji said the 12 names of Lord Nityananda, right? I really like the names, and as Mataji told, we should recite this every day. I started doing that. Why not we recite today also, because this verse is talking about it. Nityanando avadutendur vasuda prana vallabha janavi jivitapati krishna prema prada prabhu padmavati suta sriman sachinandana purvaja pavonmatto jagatrata rakta gaura kalevara. So these 12 names of Lord Nityananda are very auspicious. One who recites this name in the morning, they, whatever they desire, that they will get it. And they also get love of Nityananda. One who gets love of Nityananda, they automatically gets love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you want to attract Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need to attract first Lord Nityananda. If we don't attract Lord Nityananda, there is no chance of us to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So moving on to the next verse, 76. Sava karya karena sabha bhagavata gana krishna puja ganga snana krishnera kartan. So the translation: the great devotees, however, followed their prescribed duties like worshipping Krishna, bathing in Ganges, and discussing the topics of Krishna. So when I see this translation, I remember that the pastime of in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see the pastime of Kulavecha Sridhar, right? Who is very poor. He's a banana seller. But he never gave up the worship of Ganges. He was throughout his life, he worshipped Ganges. Even though he was very poor, a lot of people were telling him, oh, you don't have proper dress, you don't have proper house, why do you worship? But he never left. That is a devotee. Whatever their situation is, for even they have money, even they don't have, even they are happy, even they are sad, it doesn't matter to them. They are always surrendered to Krishna. So again, here it is also telling that devotee of Krishna will always, what they will do, they will worship Krishna, they will bathe in the Ganges, they will also discuss Krishna Katha, right? Here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 13.66. That verse translation is, in the house of Advaita Acharya, all the Vaishnavas took pleasure in always talking of Krishna, always worshipping Krishna and always chanting Krishna's Mahamantra. So perpetuate is on these principles only. Only does the Krishna conscious movement goes on, we have no business other than to take Krishna, worship Krishna and chant Krishna Mahamantra. So that is the devotee business. The devotee business is to always worship Krishna, to talk about Krishna, to hear about Krishna. Other than that, we don't have any other business. So moving on to the next verse, the translation of 77th verse is, they all bestowed down their blessings on the people of the world and prayed, oh Krishna Chandra, please quickly bestow mercy on these people. So here we can see that how these material people, the purport is, whenever the devotees fail to change the extremely materialistic passions mentality by their cultivation of Krishna consciousness, they would pray for Krishna. Krishna, please bestow mercy on them. So for this, to understand this purport, I was hearing to my Guru Maharaj lecture and Guru Maharaj was sharing very beautiful example. So if there is a flood, right? I came to know that there is a flood. What I do? I will do the precautions for myself, right? I make sure that I'm in a safe place. And I'm escaping from that. If I don't know, by any chance, I don't know. Suddenly, there is a flood. So what I will do? I will just surrender to Krishna, right? In the same way here, they know that there is a problem. All the materialistic people are just involving in the sense gratification, but they cannot do themselves. What they will do at that time, the devotee of the Lord was praying for the Lord. Because they cannot do themselves now anything. So they are just completely surrendered to Krishna. As like if a person is in danger, they cannot do themselves, right? They will definitely approach the God. God, now there is nothing I can do. That's only you who can do. Please come and help me and get me out of this situation. So in the same way here, devotees were also praying to the Lord like that. So in this... also, there was a Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur quote for this particular purport to understand. So what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says is, there is no scarcity of anything within this world. The only scarcity is Krishna consciousness. That is a vision of all pure devotees. Because this lack of Krishna consciousness in human society, people are suffering terribly. Being merged in an ocean of nisans and sense gratification. So for a devotee, there is nothing lacking. Like they see, we can see that how devotees were praying here, right? They were not praying that make me my situation better or give me something material, give me this, give me that. No, here the devotee of the Lord, we see in the purport what is explained, but they are asking that they cannot do anything now themselves. That they are asking to Lord, can you please come now? Now there is no way that we can help these materialistic people. Please, Lord, please you yourself come and deliver these people like that. So the same way here, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains us. Moving on to the next verse, text 78. Advaita Acharya Nama Sarvaloke Danya. Residing in Navadvip at that time was Advaita Acharya, the topmost Vaishnava, who is glorified throughout the world. Even in the society of such materialistic person, Advaita Acharya was glorified and worshipped by everyone and accepted as a spokesman for the Vaishnavas. So here we can see that even in the Navadvip, there were a lot of people who were like materialistic and there were so many people who were opposing also, right? Opposing Krishna conscious things. But still, Advaita Acharya was safe. And also, he was always respectful by everyone. So here there was a nice pastime where... Srivas Thakur and also Advaita Acharya. Both were being practicing Krishna consciousness They were trying to spread Krishna consciousness, but there was a situation that Advaita Acharya was prominent, right? He was great Vaishnava and many people know him. So nobody was opposing him. But Srivas Thakur, when he was trying to give Krishna's name, everybody were trying to oppose him. And Mughal emperor, they were telling that, you know, if you try to give the holy name to everyone, then I am going to just burn up your house. So this is what we can understand. Because Advaita Acharya was very prominent, nobody was questioning him when he was trying to preach. But others were facing so much of problem to propagate Krishna consciousness at that time. Text 79. Jnana Bhakti Vairagyera Guru Mukhyatara Krishna Bhakti Vyakyate Enas Shankara. Sri Advaita Acharya was the most respectable teacher. He was expert as Lord Shiva in explaining devotional service of Lord Krishna with knowledge and renunciation. As the greatest teacher of science of Krishna, devotional service to Krishna and renunciation of everything unrelated to Krishna, Sri Advaita Acharya preached the glories of pure devotional service to the Lord. He manifested pastimes like those of Sri Rudra, who is the principal Acharya for broadcasting devotional service, and the inaugurator of Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. Just as Sri Shankaracharya, the incarnation of Shankara, scattered and covered the devotional service of the Lord throughout his philosophy, through his philosophy, argument and scholarship, in order to bewilder the demonic people, Sri Advaita Prabhu exhibited the true identity of pure knowledge, devotional service and renunciation in the course of explaining the devotional service of Krishna by his uncommon endeavor and activities. The Acharya of Sri Rudra Sampradaya are known as Vishnu Swami because they preach pure devotional service. So I will stop here and I will make sure we understand this paragraph and move on to the next one. So here it is talking about the sampradayas, right? We belonging to Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. As we know that there are four prominent sampradayas: Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, right? We have these four. And these sampradayas originated from Lord Krishna, and these sampradayas are coming from him, from Lord Krishna. So these sampradayas have the four personalities. The Sri Sampradaya flows through Lakshmi Devi, Rudra Sampradaya flows through Lord Shiva, and Brahma Sampradaya flows through Brahma. And the four the Kumara Sampradaya is from four Kumaras. So in each of these lines, there is a powerful empowered representative. For the time and place, they are giving their philosophy. So these are the four sampradayas which are very prominent, and any of this will take us to the final goal, to Krishna. But here in this purport, it is also explained, going to purport back, what it is explaining: a few disciples of Rudra Sampradaya gave up subordination of their spiritual master, or the process of accepting knowledge through oral reception, and practiced adulterated devotional service. They then created new sampradaya known as Shiva Swami Sampradaya. So we see that what happened here, there was a deviation. There was deviation from Rudra Sampradaya. Some of the people, they could not take that, but they have diverted themselves and went into Shiva Sampradaya, because of which we don't accept them who are diverted. From that lineage, we have Shankaracharya, so who preached who preached very so much so that everybody got benefited. And at that time, because that time it was needed, because that was that time where Buddhism was going on, animal sacrifice was going on. So to stop that, Shankaracharya, who was Lord Shiva himself, who came and preached like this. That is why we don't accept, because it was diverted from the original sampradaya. So to so I hope we understood that. So but why did Lord Shiva did this, right? Lord Shiva is a great Param Vaishnava, and when Lord Shiva is giving something, why don't we accept it? What is wrong with it? Or why did he did this? So we saw because it is diverted, we are not accepting it. Then why did Lord Shiva preach? So we will know that, because Lord Shiva is speaking to Parvati like this. He told that he would spread a Mayavadi philosophy as a sannyasi brahmana just to eradicate Buddhist philosophy. This sannyasi was Sripad Shankaracharya from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 24th chapter, 17th verse. The Purport speaks like this. Since Lord Shiva does not incarnate himself unless there is some special reason. So we see that it is saying that Lord Shiva does not come just like that. There should be some reason for it, right? So it is very difficult for an ordinary person to connect to him. However, Lord Shiva does descend on special occasions when he is ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we see that Lord Shiva comes with a purpose, and he will not come just like that. He will come only by the will of Supreme Godhead, right? In this regard, it is stated in Padma Purana that Lord Shiva appeared as Brahmana in the age of Kali to preach Mayavadi philosophy, which is nothing but the type of Buddhist philosophy. It is the Buddhist philosophy. So Shankaracharya had to come, compromise with the Buddhist philosophy, and as such he preached the philosophy of monism. For it was required for that time, because it was required in that time, that is why Shankaracharya is preaching that. But what now Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport is, in this present moment, we are not in need of that kind of philosophy. In this Kali Yuga, we need what? We need Sankirtana movement. So that's why we don't accept that of the philosophy that which Shankaracharya has given. At present moment, there is no need of that for Mayavadi philosophy or Buddhist philosophy. And Lord Chaitanya rejected them completely. Krishna conscious movement is spreading the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya and rejecting the philosophy of both Mayavadi, strictly speaking, both Mayavadi and also Shankaracharya philosophy. But different type of Mayavadi dealings. Both are same actually, Mayavadi and also Buddhist. So we reject both of this. There is a spiritual significance only after one accepts the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, which culminates in surrendering on to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So once when we understand and we know that Krishna is the Supreme, and we study the Vedas, we read Bhagavad Gita, we understand that Krishna is the Supreme, and we don't take these philosophies into considerations like Mayavadi and also Buddhism. And we strict in this Kali Yuga, we are strict to what? Sankirtana movement. So moving on to the next verse. Text 80. Tribhuvanai acheyate shastre prachar sarvatra vakane Krishna pada bhakti sara. So translation to it, he explained all scriptures that are found in the three worlds and conclude that devotional service to the lotus feet of Krishna is essence of all teachings. So here in the translation, it is said that whatever we do, if we are not able to do the devotional service, we might do so many other things. And if we are not practicing devotional service, then no, we are nowhere. The essence of all the teachings, all the Vedas is to do devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna. So we see in the purport, it explains that Sri Advaita Prabhu preached that devotional service to Krishna is the essence of all scriptures and the only object of Bhagavatam, which Srila Vyasadeva naturally commentary on the Brahma Sutra, the fountainhead of all scriptures. By preaching Bhagavatam, he checked all kinds of false speculations and conclusions that are opposed to pure devotional service. He thus endeavored to establish the attitude of Krishna service to the Supreme Lord in the hearts of audience. So this is what the purport says, that how Advaita Acharya was preaching the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam means, the theme of the Bhagavatam is doing the service to the Lord, serving to the devotees, right? So that is what Advaita Acharya was trying to preach to everyone, because that is the goal for a devotee. So we can see this perfection of a pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards a transcendental loving devotional service to the Lord. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 8th chapter, 42 verse, purport explains that pure devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean to negotiate of the finer elements like affection for someone else. This is not possible. All living beings, however he may be, must have this feeling of affection for others, because this is a symptom of life. The symptoms of life, such as desire, anger, hankering feeling, all these, etc., cannot be annihilated. But what we have to do, our object is to serve Krishna. When we are doing everything and when we are keeping Krishna in the center, then there is no question of sense gratification, right? When I myself is there, and then it is only centered by myself. Oh, I want this, I want that, I want this. So it is always the famous example that Srila Prabhupada gives, right? Like we are like a zero. If there is no value for a zero, right? If there is one added to the zero, how many times you put zero, that much the value is increasing, right? So like one is like Krishna. If I add myself to Krishna, if I put myself and Krishna together, when I serve Krishna, what happens? I become perfect. The value of zero is no more there. The value of zero has increased, right? It has increased to high. So that is what, when we keep Krishna in the center and serve Krishna and do pure devotional service, that is the ultimate perfection of our life. And that we can only get understand by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam every day. As Advaita Acharya is instructing us, that Bhagavatam is going to help us. So when we hear it every day, we can understand that our life is not meant for only devotional service, not for anything else. Right? Even that is explained in the Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter 1, text 2, right? Here, Dharma Projita Kaitavota Parama Nirmasaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavamatru Vastu Shivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Parerishvara Sadro Rudyavarudyate Kritibi Shushushri. Okay, I messed up. Okay. Dharma Prochita Kaita Votra Paramo Nirmasaranam Satam Vedyam Vastavamatra Sushivadam Tapatrayon Mulanam Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite किंवा परेश्वर शत्रुर्व्यवृद्यते पृथिवी शुश्रूषुक्षणात्. ओके, हियर इट इज सेड दैट द ट्रांसलेशन इज कंप्लीटली रिजेक्टिंग ऑल रिलीजियस एक्टिविटीज विच आर materially motivated. This Bhagavata Purana profounds the highest truth, which is understood by those devotees who are full in pure in heart. The highest truth is relatively distinguished from illusion. For the welfare of all such truth, uproot 3/4 of miseries. This beautiful Bhagavatam compiled by the great sage Vyasadeva is sufficient itself for God realization. What is the need for any other scriptures? As soon as one attentively hears and submissively hear the message of Bhagavatam, by this culture of knowledge, the Supreme Lord is established in their heart. Wow, what a great translation, right? As Advaita Acharya is recommending us that Bhagavatam is going to make us go closer to the path of Krishna consciousness. So the same we are seeing in the verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Moving on to in the Bhagavatam only, text 3. Nigama kalpataror galitam phalam sukamukadam mruta dravasam yutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bavu bavukam. So here the translation is, O expert and thoughtful men, release Srimad Bhagavatam, the mature fruit of the desired tree of Vedic literature. It emanated from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Therefore, this fruit has become more tasteful. Although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including the liberated souls. So why this is more tasteable? Because it is coming from the lotus mouth of Sri Sukadeva Goswami. That is why it is more relishable. So Bhagavatam is glorified. But if you are listening from the devotees, it's more glorified. It's more nice. Then you can understand it. It directly goes into your heart. The same Bhagavatam, if you are just reading with the other person who is non-devotee, that cannot be going into your heart. We need to have the association to read these books. When you have a good association, then we will progress a lot. So that is what we do every day in Bhakti Sangha, right? We get together and we read Bhagavatam. So moving on to the next verse, 81. Tulasi manjari saheta ganga jale niravadi seva krishna mahakutohale. Sri Advaita Acharya would enthusiastically worship Krishna with Tulsi Manjari and Ganges water. So it's very nice, right? That's how he was worshipping Krishna, Saligram Shila. All the time he was worshipping with Ganges water and Tulsi leaf. So for this verse, the reference I was thinking is from the Bhagavatam. This one. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that how Advaita Acharya was worshipping Saligram Shila with the Ganges water and Tulsi leaf. And it is also in this verse, it is said that how in those time when Advaita Acharya was there, they were doing polluted form of Dwapara Yuga worship practiced at that time. Why they are, because of this situation, Advaita Acharya was so much praying that this situation will go away and then we have to take the Sankirtan movement. That is why he was just like, you know, why people are completely diverting themselves. It also like said, like each Yuga there is different, right? Tritaya dhyayato vishnum tretayam yajato makai dvapare paricharyaya. Before Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, they were worshipping the deities. But now if you see, because it was ended and Kali Yuga started, because of that, it is polluted. Why? There is lack of devotees. And what they are worshipping polluted means they are worshipping all demigods and for the temporary purpose. There is no meaning for what they are doing. They don't know anything. That is why it is said in the purport, it is polluted form of Dwapara Yuga. So here it is talking about Tulsi leaf, right? It is said in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati Tadaham Bhakti Uparitam Ashnami Prayatatmana. So if one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water, I will accept it. Following this principle, Advaita Acharya also worshipped Tulsi, worshipped Ganges with Tulsi. I also worshipped Shaligram Shila with Tulsi and Ganges water, right? So this verse makes us understand why Advaita Acharya was using Tulsi and Ganges water, because in Bhagavad Gita it is said Patram means Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam, like leaf, flower or water. Water is Ganga Jala. So that is why Advaita Acharya was worshipping using these Ganges water and Tulsi leaf. So when it is talking about Tulsi leaf, long back I have heard that once I was hearing to Nita Saivani Mataji's lecture, there she was telling that how the Tulsi has a different names. So Tulsi has a different names like Vrindavani, Vrinda, Vishnu, Vishwa Pujita, Puspa Sara, Nandini, Krishna Jeevani, Vishwa Pavani, Tulsi. So there are 8 names for Tulsi Devi, and again Vrindavani, Vrinda, Vishwa Pujita, Pushpa Sara, Nandini, Krishna Jeevani, Vishwa Pavani, Tulsi. So these are eight names. So when you say these 8 names in the morning, when we offer to Tulsi to the Lord, right, to the lotus feet of the Lord, when we apply Chandan and we offer and we say this 8 names, what will happen is one will get rid of the material birth again and again. And especially in the Kartik mass, one should offer Tulsi leaf with Chandan and reciting these all names. So we get the mercy of Tulsi Devi. So we see Tulsi is very, very merciful, right? So merciful. So moving on to the next text, 82. Hankara Kareye Krishna Vacharyatij Edvani Brahmanda Bide Vaikuntate Baje. He loudly cried for Krishna. Great spiritual ecstasy. That sound vibration covering the universe was heard even to the Vaikuntha planet. So that particular cry where Advaita Acharya was crying for the Lord, it was completely went above this 14 planetary system, and it went to the Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha is a place where there is no misery, there is no anxiety. So it went to there and it reached to Krishna. So when pure devotee calls, that is how it is. It will directly reach to Krishna. Wherever Krishna is, it will reach to Krishna, and Krishna will hear to that. As soon as Krishna hear, what will happen? Krishna will just come right for us. So that is what here also happened. So as soon as Advaita Acharya was started reciting like this, Krishna saw that he was fasting, he was continuously reciting and worshipping with Ganges water, Tulsi leaf. So immediately when Krishna heard this voice, he appeared in this world. Right? Te premare hankara sunile Krishna nata bhakti vache apanehe. Hela Shankara. I pronounced wrong. Please forgive me. On hearing Advaita Acharya's cry of love, Lord Krishna personally appeared, for he is controlled by the love of his devotees. So as I already said, as soon as Krishna heard it, he appeared. He appeared as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for Advaita Acharya's followers. So moving on to the last verse for today. The translation goes like this. Therefore, Advaita Acharya is the best of all Vaishnavas. There is no comparison to his devotional service. in the entire universe. So we see that Advaita Acharya is the greatest among all Vaishnavas, and there is no comparison for him. He is the greatest. He is the topmost, because Advaita Acharya is the first, and the foremost Vaishnava, and he is famous as the topmost devotee in entire universe. In this world, there is no devotee engaged in the service of Hari like him. He is personally Vishnu Tattva. As an Acharya, he is an incarnation of a devotee and as good as Hari. So that is why Advaita Acharya is glorified. He is great, because he is the one who brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is why, and he himself is like a Vishnu Tattva, and he's as good as Hari. That is why he's glorified. Advaita Acharya is also a prominent teacher, right, of devotional service. That is why also he's glorified so much than any other. So, Advaita Acharya had a house in Navadvip. Sometimes he would stay in Navadvip. Sometimes he would stay in Shantipur. So Advaita Acharya was very, very compassionate to these fallen souls. And he wants to give them Krishna. He saw that how even scholars, great scholars, and thinking themselves as a devotee, people have diverted themselves. They are worshipping Durga Devi and all other gods, and they are diverting themselves. And even if they have got an opportunity to say something about Krishna, they don't say about Krishna. They glorify other things. They stop glorifying Krishna. Seeing this, Advaita Acharya was very, very feeling so sad, and he wants to help these fallen souls. That is why he have called for Krishna. So Advaita Acharya was preaching with his heart and soul, but he is being he is the one who propagated Sankirtana movement, because he is the one who brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came when Advaita Acharya was crying like this on a special day of on a full moon day, on the month of Palguna, during the eclipse, everybody were doing bathing in the Ganges, because they think something inauspicious is going to happen. They were very scared. What's going to happen? That time, everybody went into the Ganges to take bath, and including Muslims, everyone was chanting. And that is a best moment, right, to Lord to appear, because he is the one who is going to give the Hare Krishna Mahamantra to everyone. And everybody were chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then the Lord appeared on that particular day in the womb of Sachi Mata. And also, it is also glorified that how effulgent Advaita Acharya was there when he was sitting in front of the Ganges and worshipping Saligram Shila. He was looking like so brilliant, effulgent, like a million suns sitting near the Ganges, and he was worshipping the Saligram Shila. So that is another glory, that how Advaita Acharya was so effulgent, and when you see him, it's like a millions of suns together sitting and worshipping Saligram Shila. So that is the glories of Advaita Acharya, and that is why we accept him as the greatest Vaishnava. He is the one who gave us Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sankirtana movement. So all glories to Advaita Acharya, and thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I know I've committed a lot of mistakes. Please forgive me. I am very, very sorry whatever mistakes have been done. And thank you so much, Mataji, for the opportunity. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika, Mataji. Sweet, sweet, sweet class, just like you. Like you are sweet, your class was very sweet. Thank you so much. And no mistakes, definitely not, because everything that you spoke was from the purpose of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And of course, you quoted so many different stories from Chaitanya Charitamrita and Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you, Mataji. It was really nice. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Manita Gandharvika Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you for singing the bhajan so beautifully. I really liked when you said that we are not in Krishna, people who are not in Krishna consciousness, and we have gotten this birth as a human being. They're no different than animals. I mean, there's no difference, you know. This birth is given only so we can attain the Supreme Lord. In the beginning, you also shared very nice details between a devotee and a non-devotee. Devotees are filled with compassion towards everyone, and they want everyone to move forward in their bhakti. They envy no one. Where someone who's a non-devotee, you know, they envy everyone and they are into sense gratification. You also shared a beautiful story by His Grace Japata Guru Maharaj about a judge hanging himself. I mean, people in Kali Yuga are in high positions, making a lot of money, and still, yet we see they're not happy. They have no peace of mind. You also recited the 12 names of Nityananda. Hari Bol, Mataji. People are, you know, filled with distress and unhappiness. Only when we are in the shelter of Lord and we take up Krishna consciousness, we can deal with all of these things that are going on in Kali Yuga. Beautiful, beautiful class, Mataji. You also spoke about the four sampradayas, about Tulsi Maharani, 8 names. Thank you so much for a wonderful class. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, if you have any questions or relaxations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. What a sweet class. It was dripping with nectar. Thank you so much for such a fabulous class, for covering all the purports and the essential points and picking relevant references from wherever it was needed and glorifying so beautifully. Thank you so much, Mataji. It was a very nice packaged class. Thank you for your very wonderful association and this beautiful class explaining these verses so clearly. Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Preeti Vilasni Mataji, for your blessings. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Beautiful class. Not only was it sweet, but it was also full of so much information, so much deep, deep sastric knowledge about everything about the sampradayas and about all the other, how Advaita Acharya was crying for the Lord. You quoted Bhagavad Gita, you quoted Chaitanya Charitamrita, you quoted many places. And I particularly appreciated Vrinda Devi's names because I forgot about that. And so you reminded me. And so thank you very much. Very, very sweet and wonderful singing. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, always encouraging me.
Hare Krishna, Vanita Mataji, Dhanvat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I really, really enjoyed your class today. It made me so happy. You know, you always look so pleasant and you do so much service, and to be able to sit quietly just to hear your class was amazing. Your bhajans and all of the well-founded information. It's like you did your research so well, or either she just knows everything. It was so good. Thank you so, so much for sharing all of this. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Flavia Mataji, for coming on the call, taking your time and coming on the call and, you know, appreciating. Thank you so much. Very grateful to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Wonderful, wonderful class, Mataji. Your class was very sweet. That I agree. But Mataji, it shows how eager you are to serve. It shows your enthusiasm to serve. And it shows that how deeply you love Krishna consciousness and the Vaishnavas. You know, I could see that enthusiasm and confidence in your voice, Mataji. It's like Prabhupada gives his blessings to you before you start to speak. So it was so wonderful, Mataji, and you really explained everything very nicely and with great simplicity, Mataji. I enjoyed your class. Hare Krishna to you, and Dhanvat Pranams to your service, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Parima Mataji, for your sweet words. Thank you so much for coming on the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita. Dhanvat Pranam. Such a beautiful class. You really started off with a bang, you know, when you said that how, why Krishna is giving us the forgetfulness in the first place in the material world. I mean, that was so beautiful how you tied things together. And like all the Matajis said, the examples were so perfect and the katha was so great. And you have the talent to present complex philosophy in, you know, simple terms and with very great analogies and pastimes that everybody can understand. So it's just wonderful to always listen to your classes. I mean, it's different, but it's so full of, like they say, value and so full of lessons and a very beautiful class, Vinita. You should give more classes. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. And the bhajans. It was wonderful listening to you. Thank
you. Mataji. I know I am not a good singer. I don't know how to sing also. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Thank you for so much for your sweet words. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. All glories to Advaita Chandra. All glories to Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji. Such a beautiful class and sweet is the word actually came to my mind. And as soon as Kirtida Sundari Mataji said, I said, okay, it is not just me. It is such a sweet class. I was throughout, it was like, you know, you were nervous though, but you chanted the verses so beautifully with the Bengali. It was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Mataji, for the wonderful association and the beautiful class. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Anuradha Mataji, for sending those verses audio. I know I didn't do proper justice, but I tried my best, Mataji. Thank you so much for your help. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. I didn't do anything, but you chanted very nicely, Mataji. No worries. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. Dhanavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Ganita Gandharvika Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisances. What a wonderful class, Mataji. Oh, so beautiful. You quoted from so many places and you gave us, you know, the evidence for so many things. You gave us references to everything. Like I was thinking, Vrinda Devi's, you were talking about the four sampradayas, how the Shankaracharya sampradaya, how did it come out? That also you explained. I did not know that before. Thank you so much, Mataji, for doing so much research, for spending so much time, for putting this together and sharing it with us in such a very sweet fashion, Mataji. Obviously, you also did so many bhajans and very beautiful recitation of Bhagavatam verses also, Mataji. Thank you for such a wonderful class, for you know, giving us your very, very valuable association. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Indulekha Karuna Mataji. Thank you so much for your sweet association as always. And thank you for the beautiful poster. When it is said that in the verse compassion, right, I would remember you only. Karuna, very nice, Mataji. Thank you so much for your always sweet association, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Vinita Gandharvi Mataji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Srila Radha Gopinath Ki Jai, Jai Jai Nityananda, Jai Jai Gauranga. Every Mataji shared how nicely you are singing bhajan and Shri Kolobacha Shridhar story and other story, Advaita Acharya stories and Srimati Sisi Tulsi Maharani stories, Shishi Nityananda. Given by Ajay Kirtida Sundari Mataji, everything Mataji, Rolu Polu Hanumanji is explaining so nicely all the stories and Leelas. Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your sincere Seva. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai, Srila Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Whether you are so wealthy, paise se kuch kharida nahi ja sakta. You give on a such a nice, you explain the story that we need a spiritual association. We need an association of strong Vaishnava. Then only we will hum bhakti mein aage pragati kar payenge. Hari Hari Gauranga. Whole day you are hearing Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha, Krishna Katha. Monday to Sunday like sun is jab aate hai Surya Bhagwan aur jaate hai to unki seva 24 hours होती है, तो कभी कभी हम 3 बजे देखते हैं कि आप क्लास सुन रहे हैं एंड देन कमिंग फॉर लेक्चर्स एंड किड्स क्लास. हरी हरी गौरंगा, स्पेशली एकादशी जपा, इंस्पायरिंग लॉट ऑफ वैष्णवा. थैंक यू बेटा, दंडवत प्रणाम टू योर सिंसर सेवा. और आगे भी हम आपका एसोसिएशन की ईगरली वेटिंग करेंगे. जय जय नित्यानंद, जय जय गौरंगा. थैंक यू बेटा, हरे कृष्ण.
थैंक यू गोपिका माता जी फॉर योर स्वीट एनकरेजिंग वर्ड्स एज ऑलवेज. थैंक यू माता जी, हरे कृष्णा.
Hare Krishna Mataji, I wanted to say one more thing. Mataji, thank you so much for mentioning that we have to do tulsi. We have to put tulsi with chandan and water and offer that to the Lord, especially during Kartik. Thank you so much for mentioning that.
Thank you, Mataji. When it is talking about glories of tulsi there, that's why I thought I will say something related to it. So I remember that I heard it long back. So I just put that, Mataji.
Thank you so much.
Mataji, one more thing that I like was when you were talking about Vasudevda. Of course, Vasudevda, he was very compassionate to all the living entities. So he said, let me bear the sins of whatever they are having and let them get liberated. But one interesting thing you mentioned was he also wanted to relieve the Lord, you know, the Lord, telling the Lord that you don't have to bear all this pressure, you know, let me take the sin so that everyone else is delivered. I was thinking that's a very new perspective and that's very interesting to know, which we would have never, at least I didn't think about, that it was also to relieve the, you know, the pressure that the Lord was feeling. That's so beautiful, actually. I mean, how many people would really do something for the sake of the Lord, right? Because we just take the Supreme Lord for granted and we think, oh yeah, he has to bear it. But it's just an expression of affection. Very nicely put, Mataji. I really like that one point, which was very unique and different and made so much sense to me, at least. So thank you for that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Arunita Gandharvika Mataji, thank you so much for such a beautiful and sweet class today. Also for your sweet, sweet association and valuable time and the beautiful bhajan that you sang so beautifully. Thank you so much. Dear devotees, is there no more questions or realizations? With Vinita Gandharvika Mataji's permission and all the devotees' permission, I would like to close the call now.
Yes, Mataji.
Vancha kalpata rupyascha
pipa.
Mataji, there are so many comments in the chat, Mataji.
Mataji, I read that, Mataji.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Raj Prabhu. Thank you, Chai Mataji and Eshumati Mataji. Thank you so much. Lalitangi Mataji. Thank you so much, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Mataji. I liked your presence. I liked your class very much and I liked the song that you sang and also the 8 names of Tulsi Devi, and you always talk so say so nicely like a child. I liked it so much. Very interesting, Mataji.
Thank you, Sudevi. Thank you so much. Your class was like adult's class. My class was child class, right? Sudevi, so sweet. Thank you so much for your sweet association. Wonderful class. You gave a super duper class. I request everybody to watch that. It's on YouTube. So please watch her class. Hare Krishna. So sweet class that you gave.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji.
Be bold, Sudevi.
Very nice class. I like it.
Thank you, Sudevi.
Hare Krishna Mataji. Very, very beautiful and sweet class. Like you, what your Kittida Mataji said. Because you always sweet, you always inspire us like that. Always hyper and very enthusiasm I can see in you. So you did a really very good job and you talk about everything. From you just give the example and everything. I knew today the Tulsi Maharani's name, 8 names like that. So it's very wonderful to me. So Mataji, thank you for so much. Dandavat Pranam.
Thank you, Mataji. Thank you, Sudevi. Thank you, Yashmati Mataji, for your sweet association every day in the both the calls and chanting very nicely, Mataji. It's always happy to chant with you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
I also always happy with you all. Hare Krishna.
Shivani Mataji.
Yes. Vancha kalpata rubhyascha kripa sindhu eva cha padidanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Anand Vaishnavind ki jai. Namachari Haridas Thakur ji ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Guru and Gauranga ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat class ki jai. Har grace Vanita Nandika Mata ji ki jai.
Jai.
Shila Prabhupada.
Jai. Vinita Gandhari Gopi ki jai.
Jai.
Hari Hari Gauranga.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji, for the opportunity. Thank you.